We'll look at Acts chapter 11, particularly verse 18. So let's all stand, please. So tonight we will look at a passage and the story behind it before we get to Acts chapter 11. Because this happened in our last trip to the Philippines, our ministry there. And as I began to teach, there's a question that came up because of the false doctrine that was being taught, that repentance is not necessary for salvation. And so what's necessary is faith and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I had that opportunity to discuss some of the text, the doctrine, and the story behind this, Acts chapter 11, particularly verse 18. So in Acts 11, 18 says, "When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, 'Then had God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life.'" So tonight I'm going to speak about what is repentance unto life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity that we're able to discuss this in a land where people need help and people are open to your word. And so we thank you for that opportunity that we can help people, that we can help pastors and students, teachers. Most especially, Lord, I thank you for this church who made that happen. And again, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. And so the background is Peter had a vision and Cornelius at the same time. So Peter was shown some things that he had not eaten, so things that are unclean. So basically the story was God is directing him to a house of a Gentile named Cornelius. And at the same time, Cornelius sent people to Peter that he may bring to them the words of God, the words of the Lord. And so the question we'll ask is, what is repentance? What is repentance unto life? What is the purpose of repentance? So when we look at some of the text, I think we have it here. And Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 to 2 said, "In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea." Give me a second. Let me turn on this before Frenchie hits me. "John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, 'Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" So what does that mean? Jesus also began his earthly ministry by preaching repentance. Matthew 4:17, "From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" And in Luke 15, verse 7, it says, "I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance." And what is this rejoicing in heaven regarding this repentance? And so the idea that repentance is not necessary for a person to be saved is really a question that the scripture has clearly answered. And so when we look at this text, Peter then went to Cornelius' house, and the rest of the story was told in Acts chapter 10, and that story is the glorious salvation of Cornelius and his household. And when the Jewish people heard that story, there's one thing in their mind. Why, Peter, why did you go to a house when you're not supposed to do that? It's unlawful for a Jewish person to do that. And so that was the discussion where Peter began to explain from the beginning to the end what had happened. And so at the conclusion, we see this in our text in verse 18 in chapter 11. And when they heard these things, they are the people that are the Jewish people, the apostles and the disciples. They heard the things that Peter explained to them. How it happened, what happened, where it happened. And they held their peace and glorified God, saying, "Then had God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." So what do we know? First of all, repentance is a gift. If you look back to the text, at the end says, "Then had God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." It is a gift. It is a gift from God. It is a gift that enables man to repent, because a natural man has no ability to come to true repentance and faith. What do we know? Peter explained that. And what was that from the beginning? It is grace from the beginning to the end. And so why is that grace? Because if it's not grace, then it is of works. If it's of works, then it is no more grace. And so when we see this, after Peter explained these things, they said, "Wow, God granted, gave them repentance." In Acts chapter 5, verse 31, "Him had God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior for what? For to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins." So what is it that John the Baptist was preaching? What is it in the ministry of Christ that he began his ministry by saying, "Repent ye"? Yes, it is a gift. 2 Timothy 2:25 says, "In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure, perhaps, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth." And so these pastors came to me and said, "Can we discuss this?" Because they were torn apart. In a way, they cannot answer. I don't know why. When this happened, they were shocked because they were not expecting, when there were a group of pastors that invited them. It was supposed to be a meeting. And it was supposed to be a meeting on the group that will have a program for their Thanksgiving, which I was became part of that last December. And what ended up happening is there were, if I recall, two teachers that are teaching this, and they were explaining it to them. There was some discussions, but they were not fully discussed at that time. And they said, next thing you know, there were four people or five people that were being baptized, and these are pastors. And they were just looking at each other, they said, and it was like, what is going on? And so at the end of that meeting, this is where it all started to get to the man that is in charge of the group. And so when we look at this passage, and that's what I did, what are we looking at now? We're looking at the text. We're looking at the whole story. What happened? What is Peter explaining to the other apostles? That repentance is a gift. Repentance is a gift from God. What else do we know? If you go back to Acts chapter 11, verse 18, again, what else? "When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then had God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." Because now when they realized, wait a minute, what happened to us? What happened during the day of Pentecost? And so Peter is explaining, this is exactly what happened when I was in the house of Cornelius. Repentance is a gift given without distinction. It happened to the Jewish people, but now it happened to the Gentiles. They were like shocked, what's going on? What is going on in that house of Cornelius? A Gentile that Peter went into to witness to him, for him to bring the word of God. And yet, the Holy Spirit came down to this group. It is given to the Jews first and also to the Gentiles. Because why? The Jews and Gentiles are sinners, just like any one of us. We are all actually condemned already. And that is the thing. John 3:18, if you turn to John chapter 3, verse 18, says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You see, there's no distinction in sin and sinners. We are all in the same boat. We're all in the same lump, as the Romans passage says. So death came upon all men. And so we can see that the gift of God, not only repentance and faith, but the gift is given without distinction. We can see this in Abraham. So if we step back and look at the covenant, let's read Genesis chapter 22, verse 15 to 18. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done these things and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. From the beginning we see God's intention. God intended to bless all nations. God will do this through his covenant with Abraham. It is an everlasting covenant that in Christ shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. So really, when you look at it, these Jewish people have laws that make them distinct. Their God is distinct. Their diet is distinct. Whatever they do, the purpose is that when God will put them in the land that God chose for them, that they will stand out. Not because they're many, but because they are different. Why are they different? It's because of what God had commanded them to do. And their God is the true and living God. But yet throughout these times, and we hear this in the New Testament, when Christ said, you have heard, but I say unto you, because over the time we hear things, we hear preaching, we hear and the word of God, and just be aware they don't have the Bible like we have. In other words, they don't hold the Bible like we do. They have to go to a place where a temple and hear the word of God. And so we see that from the Old Testament story where they backslide, and next thing you know, they don't know where the Word of God is, and they'll discover the Word of God, and there's a revival, etc. So it's very easy for us to just come here and have a Bible on our hand. But here, it is from the beginning God's intention to bless the nations, and not just Israel, but through Israel, the seed, the Lord Jesus Christ. So what is repentance? Yeah, it is a gift. especially it's a gift given without distinction. In Psalm 22:27, it says, "All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee." In Luke 24:47, "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." So yes, repentance is a gift. We have no hope apart from God's grace. We have no hope apart from the seed, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will bless all nations. So Psalm 22:27 takes us to that nations that God will one day save, and from those nations, they will come and worship before him. And in Luke 24:47 says, "His name among all nations." This is where they will be preached. They will be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And so what is that distinction? Zechariah 2:11 says, "And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day. So it will come and shall be my people." So even Isaiah looked at these nations. They are rebellious nations, but they don't look at Israel as the righteous nations. God sent these prophets for a reason, because they were their chosen people, yet they were the people that's supposed to be different, that's supposed to be unique, peculiar, but yet they just embrace other gods. So one day God said, because what? The grace of God, the gift of repentance, the gift of repentance without distinction. Yes, there will come a time that we will see everyone will be going into that place that God has chosen. And we will see those nations that we won't even think that some of them will be saved. But God gave us a glimpse, a lot of that in the Old Testament, like the book of Jonah. Pastor is going through the book of Esther. We see all those nations eventually come to Christ by the grace of God. Without the gift of repentance, God will be just to condemn us all. But because of God's love, for God so loved the world, that is the reason he sent his son. What's the third idea that we have here? So let's go back to Acts 11. Peter, what did you do there? What happened? Why did you break the law? It's unlawful for you to go there. Peter explained. And his explanation, they glorified God and said, "Then hath God also to the Gentiles." That's the third idea, that repentance is a gift necessary for conversion. "Because God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." This cannot be speaking about human life. It's not speaking about the temporary life, because they're already alive. They're talking to people that is alive. It must be more than our physical life. It has to be eternal life that they are talking about. Because it's necessary to convert man's condition. Again, we don't have the ability. Our human nature is sinful. A natural man cannot please God. And so what do we know? We know that repentance is necessary for conversion. Acts 3:19, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Acts 20:21, "Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Gentiles," or the Greeks, "repentance toward God and what? And faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Back in the dark ages, my wife and I were newly married back in the 80s. We were driving, I think for the first time, to my in-laws were from Vallejo, California. We were stationed in Long Beach at the time. So we'll drive. We'll go up there for a visit. There were no GPS, no cell phones, right? Nothing. So you might have a map. So what's that? San Francisco. You know, go north. All right, let's just drive 5 north. But then when you get to that section where San Francisco area, Sacramento area, now you have 580, 280, 680, 780. And so I got confused, and I was driving, and next thing you know, I was looking at a sign to Sacramento. So there may be something that I missed. And so if in my mind I said, I know I'm going in the wrong direction, that is not enough to send me back to correct direction. Repentance is not just a change of mind. Because that's what they were saying. It's just a change of mind. Well, it is. But it is not just a change of mind. There must be a change of direction in order to get to your destination. So yes, it is a change of mind, but it must come with a change of direction. Repentance has some elements of you're going somewhere, you're going to, but then you have to turn another way, another direction. So you're turning from and turning to. Jeremiah 13:23. You might have heard this passage. Can the Ethiopian change his skin? Or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. In other words, can you change your skin color? Well, in the Philippines, you have that. You know, you can take the tablets, change your skin lighter. But you can't. You cannot change that in a natural, as a human being, you cannot naturally just change your disposition and one day decided, I'm going to follow the Lord. Sinful condition, our sin nature, we are dead spiritually. There must be a conversion. We are dead in trespasses and sin. We must become alive. We must be born again. We must understand when we are going to this direction and we understand by the grace of God, the gift of repentance, we are now turning from, and we have a second concept, turning to. We are turning from darkness into light. We are turning from the power of Satan and turning to the power of God. Acts 11:21 says, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. In 1 Thessalonians 1:9, for they themselves show us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from what? From idols, turning to God to serve the living and true God. It cannot be just a change of mind. It has both elements, the change of mind and change of direction. Turning from sin is repentance. Turning to Christ is faith. This is what they were missing. They were saying, you don't need repentance, but you cannot have one without the other. Repentance and faith. That's why the picture I always hear is it's a coin. There are two sides of that coin. For both of these to be true and genuine, They must be held together. They must be together, turning from and turning to. Repentance cannot be true without turning to faith in Christ. We become the rich young ruler. We can call him good master. You have repentance without faith. Well, if you have faith, faith cannot be true without turning from sin. Then we become those who call him Lord. Lord, Lord, have we not done this? It cannot have one without the other. If one is not there, it is not true repentance if there's no faith. There's no faith in Christ if there's no repentance from sin, and there's no repentance from sin when there's no faith in Christ. It has to be both in order for both to be genuine and true. So what do we know so far? It is a gift. It's all by grace. It is a gift given without distinction. Gentiles, Jews, all nations, through Abraham, his seed in Christ. Fourthly, next concept is repentance is a gift logically prior to salvation. Let's go back to Acts 11. And I'm just going to read the last part here. Then had God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. God calls sinners to repentance. So I say logically prior to salvation, because salvation is a miracle. It happens in an instant. But yet there are elements that has to happen. Okay, we are looking at God calling sinners to repentance. Mark 1:15 said, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. It is not the other way around. It is not the other way around. Luke 5:32 say, I came not to call the righteous, but whom? But sinners to repentance. It is very hard to twist these scriptures to go about saying there is no repentance needed or necessary for our salvation, for anyone's salvation. Because when he say, I came not to call the righteous, then what did God came here for? Sinners to repentance. Luke 13, verse 3 and or 5 says, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Yes, it comes before salvation. It is not for the righteous, but for sinners. But we know there is none righteous, not even one. Matthew 9:13 says, but go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And so we see here in the 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I'm not sure if we read Luke chapter 15 earlier. Let me see. I don't think it's in our... It's not in my PowerPoint, but if you look, go back to Luke chapter 15, verse 7. Luke chapter 15, verse 7. I had this in the first slide. It says, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. So yes, this is a gift. This is a gift given without distinction. This is a gift necessary for conversion. There is no repentance to sin or from sin without turning to Christ. That's faith. One will not be genuine without the other. Fourthly, we have a repentance that is a gift that is prior to salvation. You call sinners to repentance. When that sinner repents, joy and rejoicing in heaven. There is a logical priority. God intended for nations to be blessed, but God intended that through turning from, turning to. There must be a conversion. And that conversion is, again, a gift from the gift of repentance to any nation, any person, to that conversion necessary to change the heart. Pent or perish. It cannot be good. It is not good. Therefore, there must be a repentance in order to avoid perishing. Repent or perish. Repentance is directed to sin and sinners. Repentance is expected from all sinners. Repentance affects the future for the future judgment. Repentance is a condition. A repentant person and unrepentant heart have opposite destination. That's what it's saying. Repent or perish. Repentance is demonstrated by a change of direction. Going to somewhere, from that direction you turn, but you turn to Christ. There's one more concept, if you look back to Acts 11, verse 18. So what were their conclusion? So at the end of these, they looked at and heard what Peter said. They must have remembered some of the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, because when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God. So what else do we have? Repentance is a gift by God for the glory of God alone. In Revelation 69, repentance or perish. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. So what is repentance? Is it necessary? What is repentance unto life? Yes, it is a gift because it is necessary so that it will be given to whosoever come to him without distinction. Not only that, it is necessary. There must be a change in direction. It is not just a change. Okay, I changed my mind. I know I'm going the wrong direction, but what will you do? You will have to make a U-turn. And yes, repentance is a gift by God prior to salvation for God's glory alone. Let us pray. Dear Father, we